Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Sports of the Max is on the air, coming on the heels, the extra innings of the Florence Media Gathering Soiree, as presented by Blois Olson. We now pick up the paces from 7 to 9. I got a question. You know, we may have the best timing. Think about this. We may have the best timing here in Minneapolis of any city in the country. We might be the luckiest city relative to the other major cities in this entire country. You say, what's that you speak of, Mr. Max? That makes no sense to me. It seems like we've become a garbage dump where the only national headlines are those that make us look worse. And when we play two national games on national TV, one's the Winter Classic and it's 6 below, and the other one's a soccer game against Honduras and nobody understands why it's here. And you say that's about the only publicity we've had for this city over the last several months, either a shooting or that. And you're right. But I want you to dig deep here. I want you to think about this philosophically. We got in this city both the Super Bowl and the Final Four in before COVID and before the George Floyd riots. Both of those things we got in, when you think about it now as you look back in retrospect, in the nick of time. In the nick of time. Think of how many millions of dollars were infused into this economy that had there been either COVID or the George Floyd riots or both. Had we won the bids to those events later on, we'd have been in a world of hurt here. Think about how much money was made by the city of Minneapolis before COVID and the George Floyd riots because of those two events. Think about how they flourished, how cash flush they were because of those. Now, I don't know what they did with all the money, but think about how lucky they were that those two events occurred before COVID and before George Floyd. I have a simple question for you tonight that pertains to just that. Is there anybody out there listening to me right now that makes plans to come to downtown Minneapolis for anything? Is there anything that brings you to downtown Minneapolis? 651-461-9226. Is there any reason for you? Is there anything that you can only do down here that you can't do somewhere else? Is there any reason? Do you make a night of it in the warehouse district on a Saturday night? Do you come down here for dinner? Do you come down here to shop? Is there anybody out there that comes down here for anything, for any reason? 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. I was thinking about, as I walked on Nicollet Mall, and you get in that wind tunnel, and it's cold, and it's dark, and you're not quite sure who or what is around the next corner. And I thought to myself, this sucks. This city sucks. And it sucks the life out of you if you work downtown. And you don't see many people downtown. And you do see and hear of events that are awful downtown. From WCCO TV just last week, Monday night, a guy threatens to jump off the top of the Hilton Hotel. Police saves him. Wednesday, we got a police shooting 50 yards away right across the street from the Hilton, kitty corner from us. And I think to myself, that's what happened in downtown Minneapolis last week. That's what I saw. And I can't get past this because with the vaccination cards and the masks, and, you know, you may agree or disagree with it, but even if you agree with it, I don't see why you'd want to come downtown and do anything because it's just so much more cumbersome. I'm at a loss for words on this now. This is a hellhole. It doesn't feel like a safe place. And I have no, every time you think it might, I don't even think we've bottomed out yet. I don't. I think there's still room for it to get worse. And I think to myself, just a few short years ago, there was a Saturday right before the Sunday Super Bowl. In downtown Minneapolis on Nicollet Mall, they had built a village. It was pretty cool, kind of like a winter's farmer's market, the best of Minnesota. And on that day, they gathered. And it was a beautiful Minnesota winter day. And the snow fell. And you could not, it was gridlock in downtown Minneapolis. You couldn't drive. It was inch by inch because there were so many people that had come to experience at least a piece of the Super Bowl, knowing that probably they weren't going to go to the game the next day, but they wanted to experience some form of it. And there was a snowmobile jumping on 11th and Nicollet. And there was hot chocolate over here, and all the merchants were in play, and the restaurants were open, and they were robust, and they were doing such great business. And I remember being here. I went over the Mississippi River on the, you know, what's that line called, Dennis, that you go when you jump on the zip line.
Yeah,
ziplined over the Mississippi River, and it was such a celebration of Minnesota. And you thought, boy, I wish I owned a restaurant here. And now you're sitting there going, how do these restaurants even begin to try to survive? I mean, that was just a few short years ago. Let's go to Johnny in Richfield. Johnny, you're on Sports to the Max as we embrace another topic that's necessary, and that's Minneapolis. Go ahead.
How you doing, Maxie? I'm just driving home from work. Thought I'd give you a quick call. Yeah, I know things are really a mess down there in Minneapolis. I don't know when I'm going to go down there again, but, I mean, I think when the weather gets nicer, I want to go down there. I want to go down there and support those businesses. I just don't know when that's going to be.
What would you come down here for?
I want to go down there for Twins games. I want to go down there and support the restaurant. I just think that it's got to get to a point where we get into the spring and summer. I think things are going to get better. I hope. I like Minneapolis. I like going down to St. Paul, too, but St. Paul is having a rough time right now. You know, I went down there at Cassetta to get some food the other night, and that car truck bar across the street where that shooting was, that place was a ghost town. It was empty.
Yeah, I know. Johnny, thanks for your call. Yeah, and you kind of made my point. I think the Twins would be okay. The Timberwolves are okay there because you can get in and out there. But I don't think people are coming in early to go have dinner downtown before they go to the game. And I feel awful. I was at Murray's twice last week with Tim Murray, and I'm going, through no fault of your own, the vaccine cards, I don't know how to say this, but it ain't working. I mean, this idea that people have to show, come on. Do you really think that everybody's coming in with a vaccine card, or that they're bothering to come downtown if they don't have a vaccine card? I mean, it's wow. 651-461-9226. Give me a reason why you'd come downtown. Because I'm trying to think out loud. Why would you come downtown? You can't go shop. You can go shopping at Target until 6 o'clock. I was at Marshall's today because I forgot. Socks. I worked out, and then I realized I didn't have socks. I didn't want to wear my old sweat socks. I just worked out, and so I went to Marshall's, and I was talking to the folks there, and they were talking about how much shoplifting goes on there. And I thought, wow, how would you like to be a security guard trying to manage downtown right now? Let's go to Jim in Richfield. Jim, you're on.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jim.
Thanks for taking my call. Hi, I'm a part-time limousine driver, so I go downtown once in a while when we have a client. So I'm in a, you know, SUV black limousine.
Yep.
And I've never, in driving in 28 years, ever carried my concealed carry weapon in my briefcase until now.
Yep.
I will not go downtown without it in my briefcase because, just like anything else, it looks like the person of money is driving in a limousine and you're a target. So I go down there with a weapon now, and it's frightening. I grew up, born and raised in Minneapolis, and it's sickening that that's the case. So I'm on your same page there. Also, as I went down, I took my 13-year-old. He wanted to try one of the best meat places, so we went to Fogo de Chao. Same scenario. I brought the briefcase, put in the back seat, and wouldn't have gone down without it.
Thank you for your call, Jim, and I appreciate exactly what you're saying because I've contemplated that same, you know, when you have people, police officers and people that you know and have worked security saying, you're crazy not to get conceal and carry. And you go, really? Come on. I always think the same thing, and I'm pretty, you know, I got a lot of guns, but they're shotguns, and I hunt and whatnot, and I think by the time I fiddled with it, wouldn't it be too late? They just said, I'm just saying what I do. Never, ever did I think that. They said, you're going to walk to your car tonight? You're going to walk, like tonight I drove over from TV to radio here, you're getting out of your car a couple times? They said, you're crazy. You're crazy. 651-461-9226, Sports to the Max, back after this. Oh, we'll talk some sports. This kind of ties into sports. I was talking about the Super Bowl and how lucky were we that we got all that in and Minneapolis made all that money. Now you come downtown. And, you know, if you get past the part where you got a reason to come downtown, God bless if you can figure out the meters. I mean, you got to be dumber than a box of rocks to have designed the meters in this town. It walks you through and it's coins or credit card, and then if you don't set the amount, then it asks you how much time do you want to spend before you know how much it costs to spend that much time. So if you put in like 90 minutes, you go, that's what probably what I need. Then the next thing you see is like $7.50. And if you don't have a credit card and you just got quarters, it's kind of a tough one to, not many people carry that many quarters with, but who cares, right? Why would you want people to come downtown and spend money in your economy when you're downtown Minneapolis? You don't think that way. You just want to gouge and move on, gouge and move on, gouge and move on. Anybody that comes downtown, let's gouge them. Let's go to Tim in Cottonwood. Tim, you're on Sports to the Max.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Tim.
I think I'm probably, an average outstate person, maybe more adventurous or naive, whatever you want.
Give yourself some credit, Tim. You're not average. Go ahead.
But, you know, I came in for when the Vikings played the Steelers on that Thursday night. And normally we'd come in and, you know, take the whole day off, come in and, you know, grab something to eat. But we stayed in a hotel out by the U and took the train in to see homeless people in the train station, homeless people sleeping on the train, you know, and you look at it and you had an election last November and the citizens of Minneapolis said, Jacob Fry is our guy. It's going to get so much better. Is it really going to get?
Yeah, he's over his head. But by the time they got done, thank you, Tim, for your call. Your point's well taken. He's way over his head. Not many people, in fairness to Jacob Fry, it would be hard for any mayor to run this deal. But he became the most viable option because he was the most conservative of the liberals. And that won him the election. And so in my mind, now this is just me, but what I say to myself is, I can't really criticize some of the elected officials because if I want to do something about it, I can move into Minneapolis and run for office. Or I can you know, give my support or you know, money, whatever, to people that I think would serve us well in the city of Minneapolis. I work here. I spend a lot of time here, but I don't really have a right to criticize. If I don't like Jacob Fry, then fine, I can move into Minneapolis and run against him. So from that standpoint, I give him credit. From the standpoint that is he going to take us out of this abyss? No. That skill set isn't there. Now, I don't know who would have the right skill set for that because it's a delicate dance and you're trying to bring a lot of people together. But this city hasn't improved at all over the last year. It's gotten worse. And it's hard to get worse based on where it was at last year at this time. But it sure is depressing and discouraging to walk through downtown. And in the winter, it gets even worse because it gets dark and all that stuff. Let's go to Phil in Minneapolis. Phil, you're on.
Hey, Mike. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a cab driver, and I've worked downtown Minneapolis for the last 26 years. Where do you see cabs sitting downtown?
I can't remember seeing one now for a long time.
No, we used to haunt the place.
Yeah.
And my thing was I dropped somebody at the Target 9th and Nicollet today.
Yep.
First time in a year. And guess what? There's a concrete barricade right in front of the package pickup.
Yep.
And I used to take blind people from Loring Park, $5 cab rides. How do I find them? Mm-hmm. You know, if there's the bike lane, I drop this woman off and I'm in the crosswalk, I'm half in a lane and I could be in the bike lane. Well, what purpose does that serve to have bikes come? People come out of Target with groceries and they want to go to Loring Park for $5. How do they do that? And that's one of the many city things. Well, and another gripe that I've had long term is the beautiful light rail drop at the government center. Where do you catch a cab there? If you're in Chicago. No, you can't. And I don't care if it's a cab or a Lyft or an Uber.
Yeah, I guess I hadn't thought about that. But if you get off there and then you want to go somewhere else and you need a cab or another form of transportation, you got to walk some distance or have something set up. But that's not convenient, is it?
No, not at all. When you're in Chicago, you get off the L train.
And boom.
Cabs.
Yep.
Or even if you don't want a cab, there's a Lyft, Uber. I don't care about Lyfts and Ubers. God bless them. But that government plaza, all that acreage, why is there not a divot where there can be three or four cars waiting for people to get off the train?
I hadn't even thought about that. Yeah, you get off there, and then if you need to go any distance, you got me. And then you get the Skyway closed at 6 at night, and it's freezing outside. So, you know.
Yeah. Wow. And when it comes down to a bright note, I did go down to First Avenue. It was the same night in December. The Timberwolves beat the Lakers.
Yeah,
I went to First Avenue, saw Soul Asylum, walked out, And God bless it, there was a cab sitting outside First Ave.
Good.
But I parked somewhere, and there were people walking around. There were people with their children. And I felt safe. There's a crowd. But,
right,
you know,
kind of crowd.
But once this crowd is gone,
yep.
The muggings are happening because I think people used to, they'd hustle the crowd. They'd ask for a buck. You need something this or that or here. Now those crowds are gone, so it's we'll just beat you up and go on our way.
Yeah, and thank you for your call. Phil, I got to let you go. But and it's not as if all these people are down there just waiting for you, but I always think of it this way. If my kids wanted to come downtown, they're teenagers, and they're by themselves, and they're with you know other kids, and they said, Dad, we want to go downtown and go to this, whatever this is, I would say, are you nuts? I would never let them get close to downtown unless they were going specifically to a Twins game or a Timberwolves game, parking in the ramp and coming home. But if they said, hey, we're going to go downtown and do fill in the blank, I'd say, no, and it's going to be me and my friends. No way. That's my gut reaction to that, having worked down here for this long. When we come back, we'll change the direction of the show to youth sports. How have they survived COVID? Is it different now? Leah B. Olson will join us.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.